You're watching the Webcertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Amazon is rumored to be planning to launch a global distribution network. Google has ended its ban on ad-blocking apps in the Google Play Store. And research has revealed the e-commerce landscape in France. International e-commerce giant Amazon is rumored to be planning to launch a global distribution network called Dragon Boat. The scheme would help facilitate cross-border e-commerce on its site. With Dragon Boat, Amazon would buy space on planes, boats, and trucks, allowing merchants to buy this space either online or via an app. Amazon also allegedly wants to automate the paperwork, thereby making the process simpler, faster, and cheaper. Going into the global distribution market would pitch Amazon into competition with well-established rivals such as UPS and FedEx. If it is successful, however, the analytics firm Robert W. Baird & Co. has predicted that Dragon Boat could earn Amazon $400 billion US dollars a year. The global cross-border e-commerce market is expected to hit sales of $1 trillion US dollars by 2020, according to research by Accenture and Ali Research. It appears that Google has ended its ban on ad-blocking apps in the Google Play Store. The company had previously removed or slowed down ad-blocking apps such as Adblock Fast and Crystal. It had justified the removals by claiming that such apps violated a part of the Android Developer Distribution Agreement that states that apps must not interfere with the functionality of web browsers or other apps. However, the release of browsers such as Safari and Samsung with ad-blocking APIs forced Google to rethink its position, as these browsers clearly intend that ad blockers should be able to work on them. Google has now unblocked Adblock Fast and stopped slowing down Crystal. Google's new position seems to be that ad-blocking apps that use authorized routes, such as APIs, to integrate with other apps are permitted, whilst apps that try to use non-authorized routes will continue to be blocked. Research by the FEVAD has revealed that e-commerce is on the rise in France. French online shoppers made an average of 22.9 purchases in 2015, up from an average of 20.2 purchases the previous year. The amount shoppers were spending online was also up. Last year, French online shoppers spent an average of €1,780, up from €1,640 in 2014. When looking at the rate of growth throughout the year, the research showed that growth was fastest early in the year, but that e-commerce sales were still growing, albeit not so quickly at the end of the year. By the end of the year, B2C e-commerce sales were growing at a rate of 6.5%, and B2B e-commerce sales were growing at a rate of 6%. The New Zealand bank ASB has opened a Weibo account to help connect with the country's growing Chinese immigrant population. Weibo is one of the most popular social networks in China, with around 222 million monthly active users, and is a microblogging platform similar to Twitter. A spokesperson from the bank explained the decision to open a Weibo account, saying, "A growing number of ASB's customers are Chinese or are of Chinese origin, and it makes sense to connect with our customers in their own language. It'll use the account to interact with customers and disseminate news and marketing materials." ASB is the first bank in New Zealand to have a verified Weibo account. And finally, the Tokyo 2020 Organising Committee has launched the website for the Olympic and Paralympic Games 2020. The website is designed to work well on mobiles as well as desktops and is available in English, Japanese and French. It provides information about the sports venues and how people can get involved. The Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games will begin on the 24th of July and the 25th of August 2020, respectively. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.